Hi, and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And today, the news is all about that new virus that we've been talking about for a few weeks now on MFR Farming, called the Schmallenberg virus. It causes stillbirths and deformities in both cattle and sheep, and it's come across the channel from Germany, Holland and Belgium, carried by midges. It's spread into the southern counties of England, and it is a completely new strain of virus, the like of which has not been seen before. But the Food Standards Agency stress there is no danger to human health, contrary to some reports in the popular press. Here, though, with the latest update and what it might mean to Scottish farmers, is Bob Carruth from NFU Scotland.
It's a particularly nasty virus, can affect calves and lambs when they're in the womb. Across Europe, there's roughly 1,400 farms have now reported the virus, and more recently, since January, we've seen more than 80 farms in the south of England report the virus, so it's a worrying time.
What are the effects of it, Bob?
They affect general health of the animals. The most important factor, though, tends to be if the animal is pregnant when it comes across the virus, because then it tends to have the ability to cause deformities within calves, and more particularly within lambs. And in flocks, the losses that are recorded tend to be in the order of 30 or 40% when it comes to lambing.
Well, that's a big figure you're talking there, 30 or 40% for people who are going to be lambing maybe 800 or 1,000 sheep. That's a huge loss, isn't it?
It would be a very serious financial impact, as well as an animal health impact. From a Scottish perspective, we haven't seen the virus in Scotland yet, so the message for Scottish producers is very much one of vigilance. If you do spot something unusual in calves and lambs when they're being born, something that's causing you real concern, something you maybe haven't come across before, for goodness sake, you'll pick up the phone to your vet and discussions with your vet. Maybe you submit that material for post-mortem examination. So that's kind of where we are in Scotland.
And Bob went on to reaffirm that Schmallenberg is not an issue for human health, and it's something that's only affecting animals.
Parts of the press have been fairly reactionary and trying to provoke headlines, but the advice from the FSA is there's absolutely no indication that this is an issue for human health. It's almost certainly going to be an animal health issue.
So that's the situation as we have it at the moment. And as ever, we'll keep you up to date as the story unfolds here on MFR Farming. But that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40.